Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
That's a great song. I wonder who wrote that.
That is. You know, it's funny that I always forget that beer is the major food group.
It is the major
food group. Not one of the major food groups. It's just actually the major food group.
Well, it's like liquid bread.
It's even better. It's got a lot of protein, too. I don't think bread even has protein, does it?
No.
It's better than bread.
That's right. Beer, it's better than bread. There's a T-shirt. We'll put that on our koozies.
There you go. Beer is better than bread. Better than sex.
Well, yeah, it is.
No, let's be honest. I mean, everybody wants to say it. They just last longer.
Well, cheaper, and I can have it more often.
That's true. That's true. No strings attached.
That's right. Well, unless you consider addiction a string.
Oh, that's a different kind of string.
That's right. That's a string I enjoy.
It's different if beer would be chasing you, but since you're chasing beer, it's okay.
Yes.
That kind of addiction is okay. It's not stalking.
It's a slow runner.
And eventually, and with enough beer, you will be a slow runner as well.
That's right.
Both long-term and short-term.
Yes.
So, Rufus, what's going on there? Hey, any idea?
Found out I have a hole in my head.
Really? An extra?
I was just sitting here getting ready for the show. My wife comes in, and she doesn't say, hey, how you doing? She says, holy fuck, there's a hole in your head. So apparently I got a hole in my head right here. I don't know if it's some sort of boll weevil or parasite or insect or egg. I'm going to have it checked out, I guess.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I don't feel any. I feel a bump. It doesn't feel like a hole.
Did you get hit by like a brown recluse or something?
There is no telling, man. I probably had some weird thing crawling on my head, sleeping in Nicaragua that, you know, just...
Oh, my God, it probably is a boll weevil.
It inserted its proboscis.
From the strati weevil.
Did you use the word strati?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that's a real word. I just kind of made that up.
I think it's a real word and you use it correctly. That's why I'm surprised.
But maybe I guess the genus probably weevil would have probably been more appropriate.
I guess.
So, what was I? Jeez, Louise. Oh, I was going to say, you know, I was just thinking about something. I took a shower before. I usually take a shower for the show to pet myself up.
That's awesome.
But I had, like, this thing that looks like a fang mark on my leg and a huge bruise.
Like an animal fang or an insect fang?
No, like an animal fang. It's, like, pretty good size. I'm like, what the hell is that? And my wife had noticed it the other day, and I didn't really think anything of it. She's like, what's that on your leg? And then, you know, since it's my wife's thing, I'm just generally annoyed. I'm like, whatever. I didn't even bother looking.
It's probably your fault.
Yeah, exactly. What'd you do to me? What the fuck did you do? That's just what I say to my wife in general when something goes wrong.
As soon as I walk in the door.
What did you just do?
That's the first words out of my mouth when I wake up.
Either that or that's what she said.
Oh, man. Jeez. I think you kicked that one off a little too early. Now the show's just going to tank.
I was going to open the whole bit with it, but I decided against it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just do it.
It never gets old. That's what she said.
Although it probably does, just not to us.
Yeah, that's true. But I only care about me.
So any fucked up news going on? Anything I need to know about going on down there in Tejas?
No, I mean, the big news story right now that I care at all about, and I don't care that much about it, well, I guess, yeah, maybe I do, is the guy in Round Rock got arrested for making pot brownies with hash oil.
I saw that on the news, yes.
And he's looking at fucking life in prison.
50 years? That's not life for a young guy. That's like 4 years shy of life.
Well, it's 52 life.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously he won't get life, but all the news stories are like, holy shit, he could get life. But he won't. But still, 50 years.
The deal was he actually was selling the pot brownies, though, right?
Sure, but so what?
Right. I mean, not that I care. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, other places are, like, legalizing that shit, and here we are. We're going to put somebody away for 50 years.
It's in Texas. I'm surprised they're not going to give him the chair.
Yeah, or to hang him.
Oh, my God. They'll probably just, like, stuff brownies in every orifice till he dies.
They're going to hang him with a hemp rope.
No, they would never do that.
Sure. I think those are, like, banned.
Someone might break it down and try to smoke it.
Yeah, he probably would.
They probably won't give him the – they want to let him enjoy the high of just being, like, being strangled for a couple minutes.
That's a sick fucking high, man.
But a high nonetheless.
That's true.
Ask Michael Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins? Who's that?
That's the lead singer that NXS. That's how he died.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right.
And yeah. Who else? David Carradine, the grasshopper died.
Yes, he did. He did.
Fuck, I might try it after the show. Hey, fuck, I might try it during the show.
I think you should definitely try it during the show.
Hold on, let me get my cock out. I was going to get out, you weirdo.
I didn't think it.
There it is.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit, it's hard.
You can't drive a spike with a tack hammer.
That's right. Very wise man once said that.
Mm-hmm.
A younger, much more virile Zigzag.
So what's up there in Colorado Springs or Denver, wherever you're at?
Not much.
Colorado.
Got a big a big hailstorm. Did you see that in Denver? I was not in Denver because, you know, I'm in Colorado Springs, but I saw that they got like 3 inches of hail.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It looked like snow on the ground. They showed it and said, snow? Question said, no, hail. There was a guy literally crazy.
What kind of headline is that?
He's snowblowing the hail off of his sidewalk.
Well, doesn't that just like chunk it at high speed into his neighbor's yard?
Probably.
He probably killed his dogs.
There's no law in Denver. Pot is legal. The fucking whole place is like it's run rampant with crime.
It's like the Wild West. Chaos. Yeah,
exactly. It's the Wild Cannabis West.
Okay, that'd be a great show on Cartoon Network.
It probably will be one day when we're in our 50s or 70s or 80s, probably. I forgot I'm almost in my 50s already.
Jesus Christ. I'm almost in my 40s.
Well, I'm close enough to 40. I'm closer to 40 than I am to 50 for now. Let's just put it that way.
I'll tell you what, mentally I'm closer to 15 than I am to 40.
I like to think that it's the summer after high school graduation. I'm just going to leave myself there.
Why would you ever leave?
Right. I'm not going to. I've decided not to.
Good.
That was the best summer ever. If only I could remember it. Just like I can't remember how I got this thing on my leg. Ever get drunk and wake up like sore or something and go, what the fuck did I do?
Oh, yeah. I'm like having heart attacks or something. And then I remember because my left arm or something is like aching. And I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on? And then I remember, oh, yeah, you know, I climbed onto the roof to get a fucking Frisbee or something when I was wasted.
I woke up one time, honest to God, and my arm and back were so fucking sore. And I couldn't remember for like 3 weeks what the fuck happened.
Mm-hmm.
The next time I saw one of my buddies, he's like, oh, dude, we were fucking, remember that arm wrestling tournament? We, like, sat around, like, eight guys and fucking arm wrestled for, like, 3 or 4 hours, and I didn't even fucking remember it.
You forgot a tournament, not just a match.
I got second place.
Wow, now that's over the top.
No one can take me lefty, though.
No.
Look at that. Look, Jesus Christ. That camera's not even big enough for that.
That's what she said. Did you get my over-the-top reference? That was an old Stallone movie.
Yes, reference. I do.
Like, okay. Had to make sure.
I do. Didn't they just recently remake that with Stallone, I think?
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Jeez, that's fucking sad and weak.
Yeah, you were a big fan. Wasn't he a truck driver with some, like, little kid?
I can't even...
Twice. I'm not even proud of that. I've seen the movie twice.
I think I saw it once on, like, cable TV late at night, but...
Back when Stallone was, not Rocky. Who the First Blood?
Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo.
Yeah, it was during his Rambo days.
I used to watch everything fucking Stallone for some reason.
Me too. I love Stallone. And you know what? I mean, really, like, Rocky. It's a good fucking movie.
Jesus, dude. But you can't. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's
a
fucking brilliant movie.
He wrote it and directed it and started.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's fucking skills, dude. He's got a skill set, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I've often thought, and I made a comment on some YouTube video, and it's gotten, like, a bunch of, like, likes and shit, and all I said was, it was a YouTube clip of a scene from Rocky, and I said, man, it would have been cool if the industry or whatever had pushed him into, like, more serious, dramatic shit, because he's a really good actor.
Good point.
Instead of action stuff. Not
well,
that I don't like
is,
the action well, stuff.
He probably would have been brilliant at it, but that stuff doesn't make any money. You know what I mean? You got a blockbuster guy like fucking Stallone, you're throwing him out there in the shit that's going to fucking bring in the crowds.
Exactly. And apparently, oddly enough, I think Vin Diesel is kind of the same way, because apparently he's got some small, like, low-budget indie films that he's written, produced that are, like, apparently awesome and artistic. I've never seen them. But then, you know, he's like in Fast and Furious 7 and shit.
I got respect
for
people, too. I do. I got respect for him.
Yeah, me too. I like that guy.
Wow, that sounded gay. Are you gay for him?
I'm not even going to shy away from that.
Because you know that I'm more kind of like McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. I couldn't help it. I had to do that.
Well, I'll put my Riddick in your McConaughey.
Oh, nicely done.
Well, I don't know if it was nicely done.
You know, I can honestly say I've never even seen one of the Fast and Furious movies.
I haven't either.
But I've seen Vin Diesel and other stuff, and I was like, yeah, he's a pretty good actor, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. But I've never seen the Fast and Furious ones.
Have you seen Riddick?
I've seen Pitch Black, which was the first one with Riddick, the character, and then the second one. And I think they came out with one last year, but I haven't seen it yet.
Red Vagina.
Ooh. Red Vagina. That's my favorite DVD.
With his Riddick?
Yes.
His big bald Riddick?
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't even tell you what movie I actually saw him in. I have no idea. But I remember thinking that I got... You know what? I've seen him on talk shows and stuff, and I'm like, Mindy, so he's got a good sense of humor, you know, but he could be serious, too. You know, he's not... I think people want to believe he's like some kind of meathead.
Yeah.
It's really not. I mean, he's deeper than that. Okay. Not that he can't play an awesome meathead named Dominic.
Yeah, he's quite deep.
He is deep. He's like 2.5 penises deep.
I like to think of it as 2.5 penises wide.
He's both.
He's wide and deep.
He's wide and he's the opposite of most people who are short and skinny. He's wide and deep.
I got it.
And uncut.
I got to make a show note about that. What? Oh, there's a DVD, Wide, Deep, and Uncut.
There probably already is.
Wow.
Google that and see if there is one.
Oh, man, I'm afraid to. Let me log out of my Google account first, just in case.
Why? You're afraid they're going to track you?
Oh,
they already are tracking you no matter what you're looking up.
Wide, Deep, and Uncut. That is true, actually. Wow, nothing comes up.
Huh, better trademark it. Copyright that right now.
Deep Throat comes up, of course.
Which he was wide deep and he was uncut.
No, that was 1972. He was uncut, she was
that.
A fucking shrubbery down there.
Well, you know what? Give me a little hair. Give me the landing strip. I don't need the fucking straight off. You know, it's like the landing strip needs to be the new... bikini, bald bikini, because I'm sick of it.
There's a club down here, well, and also called the Landing Strip, and I'm assuming that...
It's a tit bar.
Oh, it is a tit bar, but I'm assuming that they have the girls, you know, carry on with the branding and probably have a landing strip.
They better.
Not
some of them probably have, like, the tattooed landing strip. The fiery crash at the end of the runway. The drunk couple of drunken. Next to her pubic strip of hair, there's two drunken pilots sitting at a table, a tattoo of two drunken pilots sitting at a table waiting for the plane. No? Not feeling it?
That is hilarious, but obscure.
Sitting to her ass, there's one of a baggage handling. You know what I'm talking about? Like a conveyor that, like, shoots out the, you know, when you're waiting for your luggage at the airport.
And she's got a sign above her ass that says baggage claim.
Yes, exactly. Do not enter. So are we going to try the movie tonight, or what do you want to do? Did you have something in mind?
Nothing in mind. We can spin a... We already did...
Yeah, you know what? What's up with Farmer Song?
I still got to do... I got to write the last. That's my biggest hurdle, man, is fucking writing lyrics. I hate it. But it's otherwise done. I got to write.
You're so good at it.
I got to write one verse, but I'm not good at it.
Look at everything you've ever written, dude. It's fucking genius. Please. As far as Hyper Sloth is concerned.
But that's only everything that I've let you hear. It's like my pool game, dude. I can walk into a pool hole and nail it one day out of the year, and the rest of the year I'm just like, fuck, what? Just like that.
Well,
so I'm just waiting for
don't be too hard on yourself.
I'm waiting for that last verse.
Take whatever you got to me and let me shit on it. So you really know that it's crap.
Dude, give me a last verse. For love. That's all we need is one more verse.
You know what? So I have the most up-to-date version with all the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Land of Hanalei.
Yes.
Yes. That's good stuff. I don't know how you can't think that you're blocked out.
I like that. I like what's there. But I threw away so much other shit and... I got so fucking mad just trying to get that verse.
You need to partake and let the coolness get into your vertebrae.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I had obviously partaken in the periphery of that time, but at that moment I was not partaken.
Maybe that's the key. Unlock, and unload. That's what she said.
Unlock, that's my other favorite DVD.
Oh, my God.
It's about a guy who breaks into a house and...
And rapes everyone there. It's called The Man, starring Charlie Manson.
Played by
Charles Manson's brother, Ron Manson.
Ron Manson. Okay, hang on. Let's go into the show. I'm keeping show notes, by the way, and, like, saving them and dating them.
Well, I'm glad, because I'm almost embarrassed to go through them one time, but I'm sure it'd be fucking hilarious. The problem is getting back to remembering what we were talking about with just the notes. That's why we have the shows recorded, though.
This is true. Ron Manson.
Wait, he's got a stage name, right, Ron Manson?
Does he?
Yeah, I think he's known as the Jackalope.
All right, hang on. Wow. What is today, 5:22?
I have no idea. It's like every day is running into one long day lately this week. Big holiday weekend coming. Yay! Yay for holidays. Gas is $4. Party.
You got plans for the holiday weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to work on my yard. How exciting is that?
Sounds like a party.
I'm going to clean my garage, work on my yard, and, you know, do other old man stuff like drink 3 cases of beer that I've already purchased. So it'll probably be more than that.
Well, I'm thinking if you already bought them, are they going to make it to the weekend?
Maybe one case. If it's lucky.
It's lucky.
Cowering in the back of the garage right now, hiding behind some boxes.
Wow.
Let's just keep it out of my wife's reach.
Does she have a problem with that?
I don't know. Is waking up in the middle of the night and drinking till you fall back asleep a problem?
I don't think so.
Then she's fine.
Are you serious? You're getting kind of dark. There's a cloud coming over your head there.
My wife doesn't even drink.
What?
No. I mean, she'll drink once a year, twice a year. She hardly ever drinks.
How does she put up with you? You're boosting it up on vodka and LaCroix and smoking weed, and your wife's a teetotaler?
I'm charming.
Yeah, charming. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound so unbelievable.
I only beat her when I drink whiskey, so vodka is fine.
That's the good thing about whiskey is it comes in a thick glass bottle.
Right. Dual purpose.
That's right. You drink it, beat.
You drink it, then you beat the hell out of someone, and then you stab yourself in the leg, apparently, like I did.
Yeah, that's not a fang mark. That's a broken whiskey bottle mark.
You know what? It's like every time I've ever blacked out, except for the time, well, not ever. Now that's a lie. That was a straight up lie. But I can tell you almost every time that I take a shot of whiskey, I will not remember going to bed. It's almost a fucking safe bet. I don't do it.
Yeah, I abandoned grain alcohol. And I don't drink anything but beer, and I've been that way for like the past 15 years. I can't handle it.
Now, I'm not a big spirits drinker myself.
The last time I remember blacking out, and I guess if I blacked out, I could have blacked out yesterday, and I wouldn't know it, you know?
You might be blacked out right now and not even know it.
This could be a dream. Might be in the Matrix.
It looks like it with that sound stuff behind you.
Yeah. But it was at Roehampton. And I remember Connor Harrington from Gals Panic came over to jam, and
I remember that night.
I woke up on the lawn in the front yard at some point.
And that was you weren't even drunk, I don't think.
I must have been something, man.
I remember that. I totally remember that night. You and joy to the world.
Oh, dear God.
That's probably. I think you just went into some kind of rage blackout and you shut down emotionally. Because she wouldn't leave. Remember that? It's all because she wouldn't leave.
The self-induced seizure. I was hoping to swallow my tongue.
You were hoping if you passed out, she would go home, yet she just nestled closer.
Woke up.
You might want to check, dude. That might be her burrowed into the side of your
Jesus Christ. Now, that is fucking surreal.
Now, one of her boobs wouldn't even fit in there.
No. No.
What ever happened to Joy? Any idea? I mean, obviously, I don't know if you ever found out what happened to Joy, or found out or something.
No idea, none. That's how I like it too.
What'd you say?
Then that's how I like it.
That's how you guys met, though, right? You were the original internet daters.
Yeah, pretty much. Just kind of cool.
That was like bulletin board shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
there
true.
Was no MySpace. Was there MySpace and shit?
No.
It was just straight up bulletin board.
It was all text bullshit. It was like, yeah.
You thought she was even a woman.
Yeah, I'm lucky I wasn't a woman.
Or were you?
Or am I?
Or maybe you are. I know, that's a pretty thick beard, Chaz. I'm going to call you Chaz Bono.
I'm making the transition.
I want you to do this for me. Pull up a side-by-side on your screen of Chaz Bono and Rob Kardashian. Please do that for me now.
Rob?
Something I was debating with my wife the other night. I'm like, tell me that Rob Kardashian does not look exactly like Chaz Bono.
Should I be proud or disappointed that I don't know who the fuck Rob Kardashian is?
Well, I mean, he's Kim Kardashian's brother. He's like the bastard Kardashian, though. I almost have respect for him.
He doesn't
really do anything but drink beer and obviously smoke dope, so they don't ever put him on TV. So he's just like the bastard child.
Yeah.
But he gets money from the show. Let's see.
Here's some pictures with, he looks a little plump. And those pictures, he looks like Chaz Bono.
Exact same thing I did. Rob Kardashian is pissed that his friends compare him to Chaz Bono.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I can't believe I just was saying that to my wife.
Chubby Rob Kardashian livid over pals calling him Chaz Bono. That is
that
amazing.
Is oh, my God. But look at it. It's like they were fucking separated at birth.
Wow. Instead of God taking a rib from Adam, he took the penis and made penis from Chaz Bono and made Rob Kardashian.
He just evolved from the fucking penis itself.
Yeah, whatever they cut off and threw in the fucking trash.
A penis seed that like fell out of a dumpster in a biohazardous waste place and grew into Rob Kardashian.
Jesus Christ,
that is hilarious. Make that cartoon. That would be fucking right on. I mean, are you looking at the picture, though? Tell me that's not spot on.
Yeah, it is spot on.
Oh, my God. If that doesn't make... Because Rob Kardashian was a model. He was a male model at one time. He was, like, thin and trim. And you know what happened? Beer happened.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why doesn't he just model for beer companies, then? Because that's how most beer drinkers look.
He could be before and after. Problem is that the beer companies know that, and they don't want beer drinkers to know that's what you look like after 6 or 8 months.
They also market it like I've never fucking understood this or even been compelled to feel this way, but like they always market it as like drinking it when you're thirsty. Like, I'm thirsty. I want a beer.
Right. Yeah, right.
This never fucking crossed my mind to drink beer when I'm thirsty.
You know what I think to myself? This is how they think, Joe. I'm sober.
Yeah.
Now I want a fucking beer.
Exactly.
Give me a 5% beer. Tell me I'm fucking sober.
I equivalent the feeling of sobriety with the feeling of extreme hunger.
Right.
You know?
Very frustrating.
That's right.
Especially when you know that you can take care of it so easily.
And cheaply.
I don't know about that.
Not true.
Case a day. What, $15 a case?
Well,
yeah.
If you're lightweight.
Well, I meant before lunch.
Oh, a case a day before lunch.
Yeah.
I like to have my first case
of the day.
You
got your breakfast case, you got your lunch case, you got your dinner case, your brush your teeth case.
Your daily commute case.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're driving back... Call in. I want people to call in right now if they've ever driven to the liquor store with a beer between their legs.
Fuck yeah, dude. Or,
right.
Not the liquor store, but I've definitely gone to, like, the Shell station with a beer open between my legs to get more beer.
Right.
Oh. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing as far as I know.
I mean, if I liked Coca-Cola and I was almost out of Coke, guys.
This is what people don't understand. When you don't have beer and you're used to drinking beer all day, that you feel you're a worse driver and probably more of a menace to people when you're, like, the anxiety from not having beer.
It's hard to drive with the shakes.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. You're safer to try to detox at home, not in the car on your way to get beer.
There's a T-shirt or something in that concept of driving with the shakes.
Yes, there is.
You think it's hard to drive while drunk? Try driving with the shakes.
I love it. That is awesome.
There you go.
You're safe. I'm not. Wait a minute. You're safe. I'm drunk. I don't have the shakes.
We should. Here's a business concept. We should have beer trucks that work kind of like how they fuel planes in midair. You can just pull up along somebody on the highway and just funnel
up
beer.
The side of the road.
Yeah. Well, I mean, while you're still in motion, you have an app. It calls the beer truck. The beer truck comes through traffic, pulls up next to your car, and just funnels beer directly into your glass.
You funnel your growler. You know what a growler is?
No.
The growler is like what a fucking hipster buys when he goes to a brewery or a brew pub to eat or drink beer.
Yes.
They get a growler of the beer to go. Right?
Growler.
It's like a big ball jar looking thing, you know. And that's what they do, because they're too cool to buy fucking beer at gas stations, so they get growlers.
Fucking ridiculous. I'm going to Google that. I got to see what this is all about.
Yes, please do. But you know what? Google hipster growler and see if it comes up together. I'm going to do that. There's probably some kind of designer growler.
God, Jesus Christ. Just every time I see a hipster, I get pissed. Williamsburg Hipster Ale.
Where's
Growler
that?
Station.
Growler power, hipster beer run. What is that?
Is it just like a big jug? What is it?
Yeah, that's all it is. Growler power, hipster beer run. We really love craft beer. This is a real fucking website. And how could we not be millionaires? Because this is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Go to brewery that's telling you how to buy a growler. Buy a growler. Now you own one. It is yours. Love it. Cherish it. Take care of it.
Wait, you own the growler and you go get it refilled?
Yes. You keep taking the growler back.
Oh, my God, dude. This is ridiculous. This is hipster at its finest. There's a picture here of a leather thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There probably is some kind of fancy growler.
No, it's a leather thing to hold your growler on your bicycle, so you can go back to your house with it.
Awesome. You mean if you're not driving your Prius?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Oh, I see it. I see the growler carrier. Whoa.
Jesus Christ, dude.
How much for the fucking growler carrier, you think?
Fuck, who knows? Too much. It can't be,
Now you can transport a growler of beer on your bike.
Jesus Christ.
Handmade, dude, in Montana. Hand-forged. Oh, my God, this dude calved. He actually delivered the calf of the baby cow that he killed to make this leather pouch.
What? You're kidding.
Yeah, can you believe it?
You're lying.
I am lying.
I am lying.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
That'd be awesome.
It's a way better story than it's just handcrafted.
Oh, it'd be cool if you had a place where you could go and pick out the calf you wanted your growler carrier made out of.
I want a spotted growler.
That's right. Or you get to inseminate the cow that grows the calf.
Oh, my God. There's your side business.
Yeah.
It starts out so simple. And the tanker full of beer driving down the street has now turned into a whole other concept of custom growler covers.
Made from cows you pick out and feed and raise. Wow.
I guess what would you call this? Like everything they would be against, you would think.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw that growler, because it looked like it was made out of leather. I was like, are they supposed to be doing that?
They shouldn't be. Sick. Sick fuckers.
Disgusting.
You know what? That bike, it says I'm a fucking douchebag, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Growler carrier. Let's look up growler carrier.
I mean, how many trips do you have to make to really get wasted? Because a growler just looks
like
a 40.
Who would have a growler cover?
Who?
Stan Johnson and his buddies.
Oh, yeah, the guy who wrecked his bike drunk and broke his face?
Yes, that's Stan.
Yeah, he would have a growler cover or saying.
Anyway, those guys are all about drinking nothing but fucking stupid-ass expensive beer. And I'm like, fuck that. You guys are retarded.
Ugh, expensive beer's weak.
You know what it does? It makes you fucking wreck your bike and crash your face into a thousand fucking pieces.
I have yet to have a broken bone thanks to Bud Light.
The whole idea that someone kept calling from the hospital, and we had no idea who it was because he couldn't talk. Why the fuck would he call us? I only knew him because he worked at that pizza place that I worked at.
Well, how sad is that? And apparently he thought you were his best friend.
Yeah, he had no one. I don't know.
Maybe all his other friends have been killed in horrible bicycle beer accidents.
They're all drunk with legs trapped underneath their giant growlers.
Under their giant growlers in like 1940s bicycles.
On me. My growler cover case got caught on something.
Jesus Christ.
Growler cover. What the hell? I'm glad that you learned what a growler is now. Now
me
you're
too.
Kind of hipster.
I have one more reason to hate hipsters.
Oh, my God. There's 1,000 fucking growler covers.
What?
A giant fucking growler cover like you would use on a, like a giant koozie for a growler.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, I see it.
$148. You know what it should have on the side of it?
What?
Like one of those old-style douches. Like a picture of an old-style douche, like a hose and a big bag.
Yes, it should. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get your custom growler cover. Christ. You know, the first place I was introduced to growlers was in Oregon. I went out to Portland, Oregon. Portland was in, like, 92 to see the Jerry Garcia band play. And
wow.
The people out there were all into fucking drinking microbrews and shit like that. I mean, it got to the point where if you went into a place to buy beer, you couldn't even get, like, fucking Busch Light or Bud Light or anything. But you could get Pabst, because I'd already made Pabst cool again at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody, like, gives you a dirty look if you're drinking, like, regular fucking beer, which is so annoying.
That happened to me in Austin. I remember going to a place.
Oh, sure.
I mean, recently I hadn't been to a bar in a while, and a buddy of mine invited me out for a happy hour, and I was like, yeah, I just need a Bud Light, and they're like, we don't have Bud Light. We have this. It was some sort of weird, stupid, local bullshit. I mean,
this you need to write this story. You're a writer. You're a good writer. You should write the story. It says the tagline is beer snob or beer douchebag.
They're almost interchangeable.
If you like your fucking beer or whatever, that's fucking great. Don't tell me what fucking beer I like, or I'll fucking punch you in the face.
Right.
I know that my fucking beer brand. I know the flavor that I fucking like, dude. If it tasted like piss and I fucking wanted to drink it, I would drink it, and you just should shut up about it.
I mean, I like the concept and the spirit behind the big micro brew wave that's happening, but come on.
You know what?
You're
never
that fucking
good. With that mentality, you're never going to be global. You're too weak to be global. You're rooting for the little guy there.
Right.
And no, we're taking over. We don't have time for fucking microbreweries.
And what I get is they
we
can't
need to
all
big
taste that good. There can't be that many microbrews. I mean, Marble Falls. I'm in Marble Falls, Texas now. We have a fucking microbrew. Are you serious? Austin has 38 of them. They all taste the fucking same. They just have different weird names.
It's like the business guys get rich, and the guys who come up with the recipes get fired after a while and have to go work for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, we should have just played the rap music there. I'm sorry I got a little passionate there. Just let me compose myself for a minute here, Rufus. But,
Let me play it.
If you carry a growler, you might want to rethink the shirt you're wearing right now.
I'm going to play the rant music just to posthumously here.
Okay.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
And that's why you should not own a growler.
That's right.
And if you do and ever have it in a leather bag and I see you driving down the street with it on your bike, I shall be picking you out of my fucking bumper in about 10 seconds. Because you obviously are a douchebag and need to be eradicated.
Yes.
Just my 2 cents. Which today is worth 2.8 cents. All right.
Oh, boy, the exchange rate's increased.
Yes, yes. Now we'll see. We'll see how it does Monday or come Tuesday. Probably down to like 1.3 cents.
Let's see what that is in Nicaraguan Cordobas.
2 cents?
Yes. Your 2 cents, specifically.
Can I just guess? 63.
52. You were close,
really?
Man. 52
wow,
cents.
I can't even believe I even knew that it was. I could have said like 1.85 or something.
Wow, the disparity between the Cordoba and the dollar is increasing.
Uh-oh.
So if I'd stay there, I'd be richer. Damn.
Yeah, nice. Good deal. How much richer?
Well, it's $25.82 to each one U.S. dollar.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking insane.
I think when we moved there, it was like $23 or something.
Wow, nicely done.
Well, I moved back, so I'm not that smart.
Kind of weird, you've seen with all the unrest that's starting to crop up, like Thailand is now fucking under martial law. There's been a coup in Thailand, right?
Something. I saw a headline about martial law in Thailand.
Yeah, there's been a coup. So I would think that the whole fucking world would be going berserk.
I thought Thailand was like all westernized and they were a part of Amsterdam kind of town. So who's
doing? That's what I'm saying. It supposedly was a democracy and now it's fucking been taken over by the government. So if you're like, say you're Nike who has a bunch of shit made in Vietnam or in Thailand, what the fuck do you do now?
Oh, it's a government coup.
I guess you just pay the government. It's a military coup.
Wow.
Yeah, they overthrew the government.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, isn't that? I mean, you'd think that would make bigger news. What's sad is it will in like a week.
It's not as big as Rob Kardashian looking like Chaz Bono, though.
That's true. I'm sure, you know what, it's like Rob Kardashian's in between, who's that North Korean guy?
When I saw Chaz Bono, I thought, that's Kim Jong-il.
He's like the in-between.
He is. We should do an infographic.
The three stages of, or the, what do they call that, the Kevin Bacon thing?
Jesus Christ. What is that? What the fuck is that?
Is it the Kevin Bacon factor or something?
It's seven steps.
Oh, seven degrees. Right.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, that's it.
Right.
Man, that's been around forever.
2 degrees of Kim Jong-il. Well, don't. If you get a growler cover, we're done. We're done.
I'm not even gonna get a growler.
Just one more thing. I'm looking up intricate growler. Here's a knitted growler cover.
Oh God, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't have a beard.
Bearded growler cover.
One of those knitted beards. You know what I mean? Those hat beard things.
Bearded growler. That sounds pretty cool. That's a good name for a band.
That sounds like a porno.
That's my second favorite DVD. Bearded growler.
That sounds like a rape video.
It's a snuff film.
Yeah, the bearded growler. He goes and like sodomizes people with giant growlers. Growlers.
It sodomizes them with growlers. Wow.
Let's look up. I wonder if someone's ever been. I'm going to look up, and then we can talk about watching a show or something, but I'm going to look up growler sodomy. I got a weird air.
I'm sure
you
did.
Did you mean growler sodomy? Here we go.
It corrected you.
It did. So, yeah, here we go. There's something. Reply to sodomy on a stick.
I'm surprised that you, of all people, can't spell sodomy.
I know. I'm surprised, too. That's because I call it butt fuck.
You should have just checked the tattoo above your ass.
I should have just said butt fuck.
I mean, that is the biblical term.
That's the term that everybody knows.
Thou shalt not butt-fuck.
Thou shalt not enjoy butt-fucking.
Well, wait, I'm thinking of the King James Version.
Oh.
Lest thy be smited, thou shalt not butt-fuck.
Thou shalt not loveth the butt-fuck. Thou
right.
shalt not covet thy neighbor's butt-fuck.
Do not cleave your neighbor's butt cheeks. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You can't have the cloven hoof or the cloven butt crack.
Cloven? Is that Jewish?
It just means split. That's all.
Well, I know, but isn't that, like, Jewish? Isn't that why they don't eat pigs?
Oh, yeah, they're filthy because they have cloven hooves.
Right.
I mean, that's sound science.
Damn, dude, that was pretty anti-Semitic. What the hell is that about?
I can't nothing against Jews.
I don't know,
they just have everything against me.
Split hoof and shit like that. That's pretty fucking... That's some serious shit you're throwing out there.
Shut up.
No, I know, but someone will take it like it was something about Jewish people, I'm sure.
Oh, they must be a Jew.
So, you know what? We need to work on our pilot, too, dude. We can't let the pilot fall by the wayside. I won't do it. I won't
say Yeah, that's true. How much more time do we have?
There's no end date on that thing. Like I said, they'll just probably in perpetuum. You can just, like, turn in whenever they're like, sure, we'll steal your idea for a show.
Really? It's just ongoing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just had a start date. It had no end date. I kept looking, and it had no end date.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging.
So, hence their giant red disclaimer that says, although you think your idea is good, we're probably sure that one of our writers came up with it already a couple of months ago, and we have a notary that will attest to that.
Exactly. The first episode of the show should be the two guys, Rufus and Zigzag, coming up with an idea for a show that gets stolen by the company.
By a giant corporation?
Right.
That would be awesome. How do they deny the fucking genius in that, though? You know what I mean? How do you deny the fucking genius there?
I don't know. You can't.
You really can't. Maybe we should start thinking about that. It's part of the fucking small line or small part of the pilot.
Well, sure. So, yeah, maybe they bump into each other after fucking years and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get everything started. And then probably Zigzag, like, finds that deal and is like, holy shit, we should do this.
Right. Oh, I love it. I love this fucking way to go with it. Good idea. And the deal will be we're afraid to give away our best material on the pilot because we don't trust them. So we're thinking that, so we end up doing like some half-par pilot because we're afraid to give them
right.
the best stuff because we're convinced they're going to steal it.
Good move. Good move. Yes.
So maybe in essence they wouldn't expect the pilot to be that good and think that we're saving the good shit for when they fucking hire us to work for them.
What a tangled web we weave.
We do. What do you think of that? I think that's a good, maybe we should write that.
I'm jotting it down right now, so don't forget.
Good idea, because I like to forget everything. Because we just need to go back and listen to the shows more regularly.
Yes, I listened to our last show yesterday. Man,
how was
it? Good, dude. God,
was it good?
It was really good, man. It was really good.
Well, and you know, we got the technical bugs out. I mean, that is always, well, I mean, I hate to say that because we could crash right fucking now. Other than me being late. The show, obviously, I'm pretty sure is pretty goddamn brilliant as well.
It's going pretty good. I mean, Skype's not been a problem. Blog Talk Radio's not been a problem. My computer hasn't fucking died for no reason.
Government was trying to jam our signal before. Now they're just like, fuck it, let it flow. There's unrest in Thailand.
Yeah, they're busy. They're preoccupied.
Right.
But it was good, man. I listened to it, and I was like, holy shit, I was laughing my ass off.
We get riffing, bro. Now, should we, we need to Google something, just a strange word for a TV something to watch. I mean, that Kung Fu was almost too easy to fucking rip on. You know what I mean?
True.
It's like every scene was such a cliche. Of course, it has to be something that we can watch online.
Yes.
It's free, I guess. I guess we could watch that. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah. I don't know if we'll be able with Netflix to do the 1-2-3 play thing, though. I think the buffering might work a little differently. We can try it.
Really? You want to try it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh wait, I'm not gonna do it in Safari. I'm gonna do it in Firefox. No, oh, I gotta fucking sign in and all that shit, dude. I don't even know if I know all my information. Usually, I'm already signed in. God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
I'm telling you, I can't fucking get in.
That's what
she
said. That's what
he
said.
Let me try another one. All right, I'm in. Wait a minute.
That's what he said.
Hold on a second. I think I know what I did here. You know, when you sign up for the free trial like 4 different times under 5 different names?
Yeah. It's eight bucks a month, dude. Or $9 a month.
Yeah, I know. I only make
$20,000 a year and I still pay for it.
Right. Well, you weren't smart enough to get your first 4 months for free.
Well,
because the deal is, I was going to say I've been paying for it for a couple of years, Rufus. I mean, I didn't know you were working for collections for Netflix. But
this is being recorded, by the way.
Well, I mean, I'm paying for it now, but I can't remember under which one I actually was like, okay, I'm going to start paying for it now. Which email address? You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother.
When they finally beat me down, and I'm like, oh Jesus, okay, I'll pay for it. See, and now it won't let me sign out. It keeps signing me in under the one that's not signed up right now. See, the bullshit is that they're charging me every month, and I can't even fucking watch anything because I don't know, because I tried to defraud them, and now they're screwing it up for me.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Angry.
Hulk smash.
This is the last one I'm trying. Oh, no. See, and every time I'm thinking I'm being all clever, I'll remember that. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're not watching Netflix tonight. Wah, 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 wah.
No, I've done that, too. I've signed up for accounts thinking that I'm only going to use it for the 30-day trial. And I cancel it. But then, like, 2 years later, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need that again.
Right.
I try to log in, and I'm like, fuck, what email address did I use?
Because
I've got, you know, 40 or 50 of them.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was saying. Need help signing in. Maybe I can get some help. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to try one more name. Then I'm going to be done with it. So be thinking of something we could watch on something else.
I'm going to spin a song and go use the restroom.
Yes, by all means.
Digital. Surfing the net on a mission of love. checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dub. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Sitting at my keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and semicolons, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does. Chat room on my Hypertext pad. We began discussing Star Trek trivia. I find out she knows her shit. She knows the Kirk from the Picard. So we get on down to the nasty.
Surfing the net on a mission in love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dub. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Fingers are smoking, and I upload my goods.
Hell yeah. Takes you back. When the world wasn't such a good place because we didn't have this show.
Early days of the net, man.
But chill with us. Take it into the VIP with the roof and the zig here. We're going to do a little something we like to call 3-2-1 click because I was able to get my Netflix signed up.
Oh, yeah.
Or not signed up, but... you know what? It was that one that I should have used, but I'm like, surely I've changed it since then.
Right.
And it was the very first one. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
It would have been too easy. It would have been too easy if that was the one, so I didn't even try.
So what's the flick?
I don't know. What are they suggesting for you, Rufus? Don't they have, suggestions?
I got recently watched popular... comedies, TV show. I got all the genres. I don't see...
No top picks?
No. They must not love me.
I've got top picks for Zigzag. And you can tell who watches mostly on my Netflix. Are you ready for the top picks?
Uh-oh.
The Lorax. Robin Hood. The animated version from Disney.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
It is a good one. You're
right.
I
love that one.
You're so right. It is such a good one. We had a really long chat.
That chicken that does that song?
Yes, it's an awesome one.
Love it.
Tinkerbell is on there. So anyways, we're not in my things. It's unless you want to watch Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
God, my kid loves that one too.
They're good. They're good shows.
They are good shows.
Okay, here's one. A critically acclaimed romantic independent comedy called Strictly Ballroom.
Ooh, sounds like it's written by guys who drink from growlers.
Here's one called Adventureland. Unable to afford the European vacation he dreamed of, a recent college graduate, James Brennan, reluctantly takes a summer gig at an amusement park. You know what? Let's watch this one and decide how much better we would be at making this movie.
Oh, man. I think the decision's been made, but let's give it a shot.
You think? I mean, I think we go for it. It's got 2.5 stars. 2 and 3
stars. Oh, no.
It's called Adventureland. Did you find it?
Yep, I got it.
Oh, no. Let's see. What is it saying here? Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Just looking at the picture of it, I hate it already.
Well, here I got to do something with fucking silver. They shouldn't be doing this. See, it's like, yes, they want to protect you, but always they're overprotecting you.
If they want to really protect you, then why are they showing you 2.5-star movies?
They really want to protect you. I'm talking about why Apple's, like, trying to make me install something, or Apple's not, somebody is.
Wait, I thought
Silverlight, which I've installed like 50 fucking times on this computer now, and it, for some reason it never works, right?
I get, well, that's because Silverlight's a Microsoft product.
Right.
It probably doesn't play nice with Apple.
It doesn't. It doesn't play at all. But somehow there's a way to circumvent it, and I just can't remember it right now. So this is not going to work, I know that much. Play the ramp music, please.
I was about to do that, yeah.
Come on.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
That's a computer that you don't want to! Please
sounded...
watch the world's worst fucking movie and talk about how you would have made it better. See, it's still saying the same fucking thing.
What the fuck?
How did I do that for? Hold on. Let me try signing in there as far and see what happens. Because we really almost have to watch Adventureland now.
Do you have or have you heard of the Roku box?
Yes, I have. I would get one. If they don't all go to jail for, you know, stealing digital waves, that, you know, that's ridiculous.
I've got a Roku box.
Aren't they trying to shut them down?
No. It came with my cable box.
I'm thinking about that other box. No, I have Apple TV. It's like Roku box.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right, basically. That's what I watch most of my Netflix on.
Yeah, me too. That's why I don't have any of this fucking trouble. But I know I can watch it on here. Maybe you could just start it and tell me what's going on.
I'll give you a play-by.
Maybe I could just listen.
Not using speakers.
Oh, that's right. No, but I can still... Oh, that's right. I wouldn't hear it. Damn it, Rufus.
Right now, Silverlight is powering up. Now, here we go. It's loading 7%, 20%. I do have to say that I get quite a rush every time a Netflix movie starts because the technology just blows my fucking mind. But it can come through in HD. It's an impressive technology, I have to admit.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. If I could get it to work on my computer, which I can't.
Well, it's not impressive for everyone.
That's so fucking frustrating. You don't even know how frustrating that is. You really don't. I mean, we should be enjoying some really bad fucking movie right now, and I can't do it. But you know what? I bet you this. I bet I could find it on Apple fucking TV and have to pay to watch it.
I'm sure. Apple doesn't have any kind of free streaming.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't work anyways because, I don't know. If we push 3, 2, 1 at the same time, you think that would work if I was on iTunes and you were on Netflix?
Maybe we could try it.
I don't see why not. A movie has to kind of play at the same speed. I guess just getting it started the exact same time.
Yeah, I think it's the preloading bullshit. I think that's what it does. It, like, preloads 20 minutes of it, and then it's just constantly playing catch-up with itself. But each technology might load a different amount, or who fucking knows how they super compress all that shit.
Stupid shit. All right, back to something free. Free. You know what? It probably is free on YouTube for all we know.
Well, the intro sounds like an 80s song.
Awesome. So you know. Adventureland. It got 4.5 stars Rotten Tomatoes. Sweet, insightful, coming-of-age comedy. Oh, man, we got to watch this. Let's watch. Here's the trailer. Can we watch the trailer so we can at least... Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be older than it is.
I wonder, man, you stumbled on something that might be a little more timely and marketable. What if we do our takes on, like, trailers of movies that are coming out? We watch movie trailers of movies that are, like, about to come out.
Oh, right.
We mock the shit out of them.
I think we do that. Without ever seeing the movie, we just destroy it? Based on the trailer?
Totally based on the trailer. And that way we can knock out, like, 4 or 5 in an episode.
And not to mention, we probably would get some kind of search out there.
I'm sure.
We're back.
Because all new movies have, like, a buzz. You know, you look at the graph of, like, search interest.
You could easily do that. Did you find the Adventureland official trailer?
Adventureland official trailer.
2 minutes, 17 seconds.
Is it by... Let's make sure it's posted by the same person, because that could have an effect on the time. UK Film Factory?
That's it.
All right. I'm clicking on it. I'm going to pause it and stop it so we can 3, 2, 1 click it.
You do the honors.
Man, just looking at this guy's haircut makes me hate the
movie
already.
Yeah, pretty bad. Hold on. Let me make it full screen real quick. Okay.
I just want to punch that dude in the face. So maybe a bad person.
Yeah. No, makes you sane. You sound the sanest you've ever sounded in your life right now.
Right. All right,
yeah, you ready? Yeah, by way to fucking crunch that guy's skull, yes.
Okay, on click.
All right.
3, 2, 1, click. I do think that actress is hot as hell, though.
Yes, I love Wendy Malick.
Wendy Malick, you know the name. Amazing.
Yeah, she's hot as hell.
She's ageless.
She is. She is sexy as hell. Mm.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not even qualified for manual labor.
How about getting a haircut? I don't have much work experience. James, have you ever been sodomized?
You ever took a growler in the ass?
James, can you fill up my growler? My body growler?
Body growler.
Every few hours, recommend saving a few of those up in case we have to go number 2. Inspiring leadership. All right, the race is on. We have a winner. Who is it?
Hey, James.
Have you ever seen the horse race before?
Wow, I did. This is getting into it.
Over the top.
This is why SNL sucks.
Yeah, a lot of these SNL people are making movies now, and it's just fucking horrible.
Yeah. I guess it's the only time they'll ever get anybody behind them to fucking make a movie. Hey, I'm kind of the dykey hot chick. What's up?
Right, but there's Ryan Reynolds, a requisite, like, hot dude. Absolutely.
Well, it's quality when it's got Ryan Reynolds in it.
There's no other point in meeting hot women if you're not going to imagine them naked.
Oh, dude, get drunk on work. Get drunk at work and let the kids play around you.
I've always hated this song, by the way.
Nanny, go on. Well, I got blister on my anus.
Blister Anus 4 is my favorite DVD.
See, the only problem with doing it this way is that there's just too much shit going on. We can't even see what the fuck's going on. You don't even get a chance to bitch about it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. We've bitched quite a bit.
Well, yes, we did do that.
That wasn't funny. They ended the thing on Max.
The corn dog personally.
And don't eat the corn dogs.
I masturbate on the whole box.
Jesus Christ.
Don't eat the corn dog. Don't even think about the mayonnaise.
That's the secret item that's not on the menu. I'd like the corn dog with mayonnaise.
You call that with extra protein.
We call it the man dog.
Oh, my God. It's big and veiny.
I'd like the man dog with extra veins, please.
He just isn't the shit. He has like a thing full of batter in the shape of a veiny wiener.
Well, no, they just have some dude who's been spread open with a growler and he's got batter in his anus.
They're selling the veiny penis dog or cock dogs out of his anus.
God damn.
That's the kind of stuff we can't put in the pilot.
That's the most fucked up sentence I've ever heard in my life.
But it's so true.
It is. It's funny because it's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I found a spot where we could watch a scene.
Huh?
Adventureland clip number 3. Might give us a couple of seconds to really bitch about this stupid shit and see how stupid this movie is. Delves into its inner weaknesses.
Okay, what have you got? Posted by who?
Games Guy.
Games Guy. Adventureland clip number 3. What'd you search? Just Adventureland movie?
I think it just was up on the side. It was just up on the side on YouTube.
Oh, shit, I didn't see it.
It's by the UK Film Factory, too. Sorry about that, Cliff. Oh, Rufus. Seems like this UK Film Factory has a lot of... We should probably get to know them. It looks like they've got a lot of trailers and a lot of stuff like that on their website, or that they've posted on YouTube.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Adventureland clip number 3, Games Guy. Well, this clip's only 53 seconds.
Right.
All right, you want to do 3, 2, 1, click?
Yes.
You do it. Take it.
3, 2, 1, click. You know, didn't they already make this movie and it had Bill Murray in it? What was that one?
I don't know. They made this movie a billion times in some form or fashion.
Never was a guy quite as douchey as those two.
It reminds me
of what? Grow a fucking mustache for the role. You think that's a real mustache or not?
Not at all. I mean, come on. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, grow a fucking mustache.
I mean, that's like a bad toupee.
Right. I mean, just the budget of the movie to me already says fucking toilet budget. You know
yes.
what I mean? I'm not even worth growing a mustache for. They're not paying me enough to grow a fucking mustache. I'd rather sit in a trailer 2 hours a day and have this thing put on my face.
That's what she said. I'd rather sit in a trailer for 2 hours a day and have this thing put on my face. That's gold, man.
Exactly what he said.
I'm going to write that one down.
What else do we have here? Okay, well, it's obvious to me that I have no interest in ever watching Adventureland now.
No.
We've destroyed the whole movie. We might never have to ever watch another movie.
I've seen that movie Adventureland, like, you know, quote-unquote suggested to me by Netflix and Amazon Streaming and whatever the other one is, and I've always passed it up just based on
I've never even
the people
until today.
Oh, I just
and I expected it to be from like the 1970s, but that they tricked me by that cover on Netflix. They juked me.
They jewed you?
They juked me.
Oh, juke.
You really are anti-Semitic today. What did Macklemore do that pissed everybody off?
Okay.
You see that?
You're having a case of anti-Semitism.
You are, dude. Did you wake up on the wrong side of
the
Nazi sign today? Every day, dude, you're walking a fine line between being a complete socialist and not a socialist.
Aren't we all walking that line?
Yes, we are. I mean, I didn't mean just you. I meant everybody.
Oh, okay.
You even more so because you lean more towards the socialist side.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You're like teetering. You might even have one foot in.
I might.
I think you're dangerously experimenting with socialism.
Yes, yeah. You called me out.
You're dabbling.
I'm dabbling.
I'm not even sure what socialism is. Is that where everybody gets everything?
It's basically the exact
democracy.
It's the same thing as
democracy into.
Well, if you listen to AM talk radio, socialism and fascism are the same thing. And I believe it because I don't fucking know, dude. I've never fucking studied either one. I'm clueless. All I know is that the Jews run both of them.
But the deal is they want you to give your stuff up for the good of everybody except for the people that are in power, basically, right?
Right. But the people in power are the people who end up with it, I think, is the
problem.
That's
what I mean. I said that's what I mean. They're supposed to get everything because they know what to do with it. And use it and molest small animals with it. Whatever it is.
Or large animals.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know what? That was rude of me to say that. Why leave the large animals out?
Well,
I found that in my experiences, large animals are always more fun in the sack.
That's why you do have fang marks on you.
Yeah, exactly. But that looks like they're from a small animal. You can't trust them. They'll fucking turn on you.
They're wily.
They'll turn on you quickly. They're very impatient small animals.
That's true. They're squirrely.
They got fast reflexes.
They do. They can scurry.
Yeah, you can barely get a hold of one before you're looking some fangs in the face.
Or pulling them out of your butt cheeks.
Your nether nut sack. It's not nice to have a bite mark like that.
Yeah, I would have to agree. You're another nutsack.
Painful. No, that's not where it really is, but it could have been. I mean, I've been drunk and passed out for it, and who knows what happened. I mean, you obviously got drunk and passed out in Nicaragua now that you have some kind of boll weevil in your head.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell this is. I'm going to have to explore it.
Don't do that, dude. You'll be picking on that fucker all night long.
It is kind of like a divot. I can get my pinky in there.
Shut the fuck up!
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, my God, your whole wrist!
I'm going to fist my own head.
Go, 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 go! You no lube! Lube that fucker!
Well, it's the pus in there. It's its own lube.
Really? You really have a hole in your head? I mean, like an open wound?
I don't know. I mean, I can feel a bump. She can see it. I can't. It's on the side of my head. She said it's a hole.
Chances are it's like a raised patch of skin with a hole in it, like an ingrown hair or something.
Oh, shit, I hope. I hope it's not some sort of parasite.
Do you ever watch those shows like that?
Yeah, I do. Fuck yeah.
Something very
Monsters
like,
inside me?
If you didn't swim in some fucking river in Nicaragua while you were there.
I wouldn't call it a river. More like a creek.
Like a small creek behind a couple of bars in the hotel.
Yeah, well, it's sort of just running through town.
Jesus Christ. I saw some kids washing their clothes in it, so it must be clean.
It's full of soap. and children.
Have you ever seen those where those guys get those fucking worms swim up their penises and shit?
Yeah.
No thanks.
What scares me are the ones where people just go on an innocent vacation, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they just happen to do this one thing. And they came back and they're just riddled with fucking worms and shit.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
And the brain worms are the worst.
Look, dude, I caught crabs one time in a hotel in Las Vegas.
From the sheets?
Yeah. And talk about being fucking violated. I can't imagine getting something like that swimming into your fucking skin and giving you bugs inside your head. I mean, some of this shit, like, eats at people's brains and shit.
Oh, yeah, it fucks you up. And a lot of the episodes, they say that, like, the people that make it through are, like, you know, one in a million shots. Most people die from whatever it is that's, like, eating them and, like, producing waste that also
fucking eats them. The funny thing is, though, I know that you're not even going to bother getting that checked out.
Oh, fuck no.
You can give it a week. It'll probably go away until those things do start living inside your fucking skull.
You know what's crazy? It actually makes me think of this. I had a cyst on top of my head here, right?
Right.
It was totally benign. Nothing weird, but it started off really small, and I had it for like 7 years. And then eventually, because I usually wear a baseball cap, so I didn't even think about it. It was out of sight, out of mind. And one day I looked at it, I was like, holy fuck, that thing's huge. So I went to a dermatologist, and I was like, I just want this removed. And they said,
straighten it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, they said, first of all, it's completely harmless. you know, if you don't want to spend the money, it's not going to hurt you having it there. And I'm like, it's
you just
fucking
look like
gigantic.
A crazy fucking freak of nature.
Well, I would gross my wife out because I would tell her I'm growing a horn. And for some reason that, I mean, it was big. It was raised up.
People probably thought you were.
I noticed it whenever I could put on my cap and I could feel it like through my cap. I was like, what the
fuck? Shut the fuck up.
I'm dead serious. So I went.
Something like a fucking inch tall?
I'm getting there. So I went, and the guy examined it, and this is a dermatologist that actually treated my dad for a thing. And he's like, that's got to be one of the biggest ones I've seen. Why haven't you done anything about it? And I wear a hat. I don't fucking know. And he said, okay, well, you know, come in next week.
Who said this to you? Your dad's friend is a dermatologist and said, Jesus Christ, look at this thing on your fucking head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a big shot. He's got, like, a chain of clinics, right? And so I went in the next day, and they had to give me shots, you know, to deaden it, because they're going to fucking – I took pictures with my phone during it. If I can find them, I'll send them to you.
Oh, my God.
And so they gave me all these shots. That was painful as fuck, dude, because they gave me – they had to – it was so big, they had to give me, like, 7 shots. And they were getting in there. I could feel them, like, scraping skull and shit. They were, like, pumping my fucking scalp full of –
oh, my God.
And they would deaden one end, and I'd be like, thank fucking God. But then they'd have to come around from the back, and that's not deadened, and they're – anyway, it took a while just to deaden it. And then I go into another room, and I have to sit there. You know, it's on the top of my head, so I'm not laying down. So I'm sitting there, and they put, like, a barber thing on me, basically. And the dude starts cutting, and I can't obviously feel the cutting, but I can feel the pressure, and I can hear it, and it sounds like – I don't know how to describe it. It sounds like some crackling. He's cutting through tissue and he's splitting it open. But at the same time, I mean, it's violent and forceful. So I'm trying to hold my neck steady and he's holding my neck steady. And they fucking took it out. And I got a picture of it too. When they took it out, it's like, here it is. I was like, I've got to get a picture of that.
What? Tell me it was not Chaz Bono's penis.
It wasn't.
You're incubating Chaz Bono's penis.
They threw it away, and the next time I saw it was on the Kardashians, and I was like, that's that fucking thing.
So what did it look like, really?
It was the size of my thumb.
Holy
that
shit.
Big. And it didn't look that big on my head because the pressure of the skin was kind of holding it down.
Oh, my God.
But it was on my thumb. Or it was the size of my thumb. It's fucking huge. I mean, it was just a big sack of fucking meat, you know? And they stitched it up, and then for a long time I had to wear a bandage and a deal. But what hurt the worst was, like, the next few days I realized that my shoulders and my neck hurt so bad from him just having to fucking dig into my fucking head, and I'm just –
oh, my
like,
God.
And even the nurses, when they're like, holy shit, that thing's fucking huge, and they're, like, high-fiving.
No, yeah, right.
No, they weren't high-fiving, but
– They slammed it. Woo! Fuck.
Yeah. But I've still got – I don't even know if you probably can't see it. Scar right here, you see that?
I don't.
You don't? It's still there. I mean, it's a huge zipper.
No,
right
I
up
never
there.
Wanted to say anything, but when we lived together, I noticed you kind of had the beginnings of that thing going on there.
Shut up.
Never
no.
said anything.
You're out of your mind.
No, seriously.
You did not.
No, dude, I'm being dead serious. I just thought that just was like something you had going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's his thing.
What's weird is it worked. For you. You fucked it up, dude. It was working for you.
It was cool to be able to freak my wife out by saying I have a horn.
So was it like a small fucking, what, at the end of the day, what is it exactly?
It, man, they actually described how it happened, and I don't remember, but they said.
You don't remember.
Well, it did have
you
brain tissue
remember?
In it. It also had teeth and fingernails in it, which is pretty
right.
fucking wild.
Dang. That's what I said. You were growing another body inside of you.
No,
sure it just didn't have a big flabby foreskin like Chaz Bono?
It was my twin. No, they said that probably what happened is that I hit my head on something and it caused some like internal scar tissue and then like fat cells just kind of started collecting around it. Because I said it was nothing. It was just like fat tissue, fatty.
I'm just laughing that it grew into like. Something off the top of your how scary, dude. How scary was it to acknowledge that?
It wasn't scary. It took
you weren't
years.
Afraid that when looking at it, when you finally started to notice it, thinking, what the fuck, dude, I got some fucking cancerous thing growing on my head?
I never, It was
never even dawned on you like that.
I never thought about it that way.
How many years ago was that?
The removal was just in 2011, but it took 7 years for it to get that big.
It gestated? 7 year gestation, huh?
That's right.
Impressive.
And then I gave birth to it.
My C-section, cranial section.
I wish, I should have asked them if I could keep it. I don't know what they did with it. I should have kept it. I told my wife I should have kept it and brought it home and fried it up in a skillet.
It's probably on file with the government.
I'm sure it is. It's probably,
in Area 51 now. It's running its own program.
It's being questioned.
It has been locked up in Area 51. Ever since, you know what, the only movie I saw the whole time I was in Austin, except for going with a girl one time to see Basic Instinct, was when we went to see that Will Smith movie.
I remember that. I remember that.
What was that movie?
It's Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I thought it was awesome. I was like, dude, you got to come see this movie. You watched it with me, and you were like, that's fucking horrible. I could see the strings holding the spaceships up.
It was pretty bad. For the kind of budget they spent on that movie.
It was cheesy.
I don't dislike Will Smith, though. Will Smith's all right in my book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Think how he got his start, even.
Rapping?
Fresh Prince, yeah, rapping is the Fresh Prince. I mean, he's come a long fucking way for being as young as he is.
Yeah, that was a good show. I mean, it really was.
It was a good show. There's no doubt about it. It was. I could dance like Carlton.
I was going to ask you if you could. Jesus.
Isn't it something like that? Could you see my arms or not?
Yes, I could. The Carlton.
So I guess we kind of ruined this part of 3-2-1 Click, or at least Netflix ruined it for us.
Well, I think because we're pros, we turned it into something good.
I mean, I mean, that was flawless. We made it into something probably better than what we were about to do.
Well, that's the nature of the show, though.
Lucky for you. But check us out at hypersloth.me. What did I say last time? No, that was 420productsusa.com.
That's right.
That one was not as good. The other one was totally improvised.
Improvisation is always yields the best result.
Always
or funnier. The most memorable, at least.
Always funnier. Yeah, it doesn't make less sense, but it can be funny. The delivery is mostly a lot better on something that's not rehearsed, I think.
Yes, off the cuff. All right, well, I got to wrap it up. I can hear people making a racket outside the quote-unquote studio.
They're waiting to autographs. Autographs.
No, it's not. There's like my wife and child chained up, and they're probably hungry.
Oh, yeah. You better slap them. Just not if you're not being controlled by that thing that used to be in your head.
I was going
to
say, I'll carve off another cyst and feed them dinner.
I'm afraid that you're being controlled by it. It's in another room holding you all hostage.
Now, that's a movie concept. That's pretty cool.
You're taking my birthright. Supposed to be Cliff Haley.
A guy gets a brain tumor cut out, and it controls him mentally. Ooh.
from a small vat somewhere. I'm thinking it like grows into something huge and tries to take over your life. Like, start dressing up like you, even though it's like this big, squishy cyst.
That sounds like a straight to VHS 80s horror movie.
It sounds like a fucking winner right there.
I think it does, too.
All right, Rufus. I'll try to – you know what? I'm going to try to write just a few paragraphs even on the pilot, if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
Love to throw some ideas back and forth.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Adios.